from Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella, has extremely local news. Jen, can we really talk about this store in Andersonville on the radio?
I was wondering about that when I sent it over last night.
I guess we can. Bob. Yeah, hi.
Early to bed. It is a sex toy store in Chicago, the first female-owned sex shop in the city that opened 20 years ago, and they're celebrating their anniversary. And it's been a great year for them. The pandemic, everyone's staying home. They said business is booming. So their whole goal was to be a friendlier sex shop, not like one of those scary side of the expressway ones. So they want to welcome people to come in and ask questions and talk to staff. And they've been going all this time. And she said, the owner, Sarah, said, you know, I thought the internet was going to put us out of business years ago, but people still want to come and talk to people and ask questions and go in person.
5232 North Sheridan Road. We better quickly switch to the yarn store on the south side.
Yes. This is a new Miss Pearl. It's actually not too far from where I live, 1824 West 95th Street. Such a cool story. Kamaka Champion. She is a knitter, has been into knitting for years. She grew up in a family of her parents, her grandparents were really into sewing and crafting and making quilts. But there was never a place on the south side where she could go and buy yarn and other supplies. There were all these like cute yarn stores up north. And she's like, man, I really want something down here where they have like different tutorials and places like you can sit and knit and have a drink with your neighbors and just like a place for community. So she opened it herself, and it's now open, and it's been booming. People are coming in, learning how to knit, knitting together. They're bringing in mittens, trying to get help fixing them. It's just a really cool story of someone achieving a lifelong dream of bringing access to this craft to the South Side.
All right. I think we've given equal time now to balance off the Andersonville early to bed sex shop celebrating 20 years in business. And finally, tell us about the free little art gallery.
This is so cool. I'm sure everyone's seen these free little libraries in front of people's houses around the city where you can take a book and leave a book. This woman, Kelly Marie Thompson, she runs a floral shop in Logan Square called Floor. She's building a free little art gallery where it's a box and it's going to go up near Kilbourne Park on Henderson Street. Near Logan Square, and you can come and take or leave a piece of art. So they are encouraging people to bring their kids' work, their own work. She has these little mini watercolor paintings of flowers that are really cool, just something like interactive and fun to do with the family. I think it's a great idea. Her and her husband built the box themselves, and they're going to debut it this weekend. So if you're walking near Kilbourne Park, you might be able to see it soon and get a piece of free art.
Jen Sabella, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Extremely local news, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.